Welcome to the Editor's Weekly Podcast for Gaming Insurrection. I am your host, Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Mosley, and I'm joined, as usual, with my partner in crime, Jamie Mosley.
Hey, what's going on?
And this week we're talking about what we're playing right now. This is games that we're playing, and I mean, we're just like interested in them, and we're sitting around playing them, and you know, we're talking about what we like about them, what we don't like. The usual.
Yeah, I mean, we there's a lot of games out there that I know we like to play a lot, and it's kind of hard to narrow down to exactly what we're playing over this few times, but I think we can manage and try to get it out this week.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, I'm going to start off what I'm playing right now. Final Fantasy V on Game Boy Advance. I'm playing that because it's one of our features for the second quarter 2010, and so I'm having to play through and write a review on it and get pictures, and I'm reminded why I really like the game to start with. To date is the only Final Fantasy game I have ever played that I really liked. I have played Final Fantasy VII, and I was not a fan of that, just so y'all know. I really am not a fan of Final Fantasy VII because, you know, when you have it beat over your head 15 million times in the course of a year between when they announce the game and when it's coming out, it's like, okay, I get it. You don't have to, like, remind me constantly that Final Fantasy VII is quite possibly the greatest Final Fantasy ever made. I mean, I got so sick of Final Fantasy VII that I really didn't pay it any attention. So, it wasn't until, like, 99 that I got Final Fantasy Anthology. It's either 99 or 2000. And I got Final Fantasy Anthology because I'd heard so much about 6, and I saw 6 being played. You know, of course, that's American 3. So, when 5 and 6 came out here, I first was like, ooh, I've never even played 5. What's 5 about? And was hooked on it. So, I have Final Fantasy Anthology on PlayStation 1. And then I bought the Game Boy Advance version almost immediately. And, I mean, I've started both games and I've kept my games on both. But I'm getting around to getting through the game now. And I've now surpassed where I was in the PlayStation version. Because I was on, I was getting ready to go to the second world in the PlayStation version. Like, I was on X-Death, where you first meet X-Death. And now I'm in the Game Boy Advance version, I'm now at X-Death. Like, I'm getting to him in the second world, where you first find out about Golif and all that. So, that's one of the ones I'm really playing right now. But, It's a retread, but it's fun.
Don't you think it might be a point, because a lot of people played Final Fantasy, and they played a lot of Final Fantasy. There's a lot of people who started out, they really loved the Final Fantasy game that they're playing, and then as time goes on, they don't like it anymore. Usually near the end, it's like, well, that ending is anticlimactic, or, you know, that boss was ridiculous. You think that's going to happen on this one?
I don't know. I don't think on 5, no, because, I mean, I've been playing 5 for so long, and I've read the strategy guide, so I know how the game ends. I haven't made it that far yet, so I'm just going to the premise that, you know, this is a challenge that I haven't mastered yet, and it's something different, because this is different parts of the game I haven't even seen, like, physically played through it yet, so, I mean, maybe it might just because I've never beaten a Final Fantasy, but I don't know. I sat through a lot of Final Fantasy, and I'm gonna be the first one to tell you, it's one of the most boring games to sit and watch someone play, especially if you don't really know what Final Fantasy is about. Like, you have no idea what the concept is of Final Fantasy, because the first time I watched it, I had no idea. I'd never even heard of Final Fantasy. And then, the first time I watched somebody play 6, and I was like, I've never even heard of Final Fantasy. What is this mess? And then, That was in, I would say, that was probably the summer of 95, I think. Probably 94, 95. And since then, I mean, of course, I know all about Final Fantasy, but now it's like, man, God, I'm like so sick of Final Fantasy. But 5, I don't think 5 is going to do that just because I've been playing it now for 10 years, so.
But every Final Fantasy is the best Final Fantasy to date. What makes Final Fantasy V the best one?
Well, because I like the job system of 5. 5 has so much customization that you could literally be playing this game for years before you did every combination in the game and worked through every combination and worked through every scenario using a certain combination of job classes. And if you'll notice, the reason why 5 is one of the best ones that is because of the jobs structure. You'll notice they've introduced it in, I think it's 12. I think they kept it in 12. I think they brought it back for 12. It's going to be in, I think it's in 13, too. And I think it's also in 14. It might even be in 14 that they're going to have the job structure again. And that's one of the few, because every game it changes how the game is set up. I think that's probably one of the only ones that they've used multiple times. Notwithstanding X and then X2 or whatever, but, you know, the little spinoff games or whatever. But, Eight was weird with the whole junction system. Was 8 junction?
No, I think you're thinking about 10. What? X2 has junctions and everything. Well, I see.
No, it is. 8 is junction, yeah. Because 8, you have to junction your magic and all that. And,
oh, yeah, you do have to do that. Yeah, that's right. I remember now. Yeah.
And it's more difficult than it needs to be. And that's why I was like, I mean, 5 with the job class, if you're not paying attention when they first explain it, it goes right over your head. But once you get used to doing, like, you switch your job class, you give them a certain ability, and then, because with each job class comes an inherent ability. Like, with, say, ninja, if you're the ninja class in 5, you automatically have the command for throw. Or might not, yeah, I think it's throw. You automatically get the throw ability. And I think even with samurai class, you get throw. But either way, like, you automatically get this ability. And then you can say you've mastered white magic, you know, you've mastered the job class for white magic. You can have a ninja who can throw and still have white magic. And be a master level, you can cast level 6 white magic. Okay? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous the amount of stuff you can do with that. You could even have, the crazy thing is, say you got a red mage, right? You got a red mage, you've mastered white magic and black magic, and say you want to be I don't know, you want to be a mime or something. Well, you can't do mime, I'm sorry. You probably can't be a mime and mix red magic with it. But say you want to be a knight, and you got red magic mastered, okay? And you got white magic and black magic mastered. You could conceivably be a knight and be like a level 6 knight and have... And this is job level, mind you, not like your overall level. Because you can be like level 47, which most of my characters right now, because I'm using cheat codes, most of my my characters right now are like level 71 and 72. But you could conceivably be a level 6 job class knight, okay? And have red ability, which gives you the ability to cast white and black magic, you know, from the same menu. So you could go into battle, be a knight, using a sword or whatever, and cast red magic. And cast white and both white and black magic. You know how invaluable that is? Because then you don't have to have somebody be a white mage and somebody else be a black mage. And you're getting the knight ability all at the same time. That's crucial. Especially early on when you first get started and you have like a, because the monk class will save your ass like real early. You get a monk and you get them leveled up and they got kick and you got them as a red mage and they've been a white mage and a black mage. You could have a monk conceivably cast white and black magic at the same time, in addition to being unarmed and doing ridiculous amounts of damage, because monks early on do just stupid amounts of damage to everybody. So, like, I mean, you could conceivably run through the game that way. Of course, most people generally switch to samurai class, have the throw gill command. I can't pronounce it. It's Zen Engage, I think. But they have this command where they throw gill, and it does ridiculous amounts of damage. But they like the mime class that you get from Go-Go, like in the second or third world. And then and when they do mime, you repeat the actions of whoever you're fighting. So you get the X-Death or Neo Shinryu or Omega.MK2 and, you know, kill him easily. But if you could have mime class early on, that would be wonderful. But I mean, I know where it is in the world, but, you know, in the game, because you have to go back to one of the early places that you went to. I think it's the Wind Shrine that got sunk, or it's the Tower of Walls. No, it's the Tower of Walls. Yeah, it's Tower of Walls, because it gets sunk, and then you got to go back and get it. But later on, I mean, just the level of customization is, like, over the top in Final Fantasy V, which is why I think it's one of the top Final Fantasies. I mean, it's hard. It's one of the hardest ones, too. That's why, supposedly, they didn't even bring it to America originally, was because it was supposed to be one of the hardest up to that point. So, they never translated and brought it over. Besides, I don't think they thought Americans could handle the whole job class thing.
Well, I didn't play Final Fantasy V that much to have job class, but I played a lot of Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yes,
and that had a lot of job classes, and you didn't have to go around getting some crystal or anything to get your jobs. You just had to get your current job status up to a certain experience level, because there's experience levels and then there's job class levels. And once you got that up, you unlock other jobs.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
except you have to get the shards and
Yeah, except you have to get shards. Well, what Final Fantasy Tactics, which I played googobs of hours into it, I can't explain to you how much. And I had more difficult time with the random battles, which I actually enjoy, than I did with the main battles. And I feel that Final Fantasy Tactics, that came out on PlayStation 1, the original one, with the job class, my friends and I all got together, and unlike most Final Fantasies, you know, it's kind of boring to watch someone else to play Final Fantasy. But in Final Fantasy Tactics, if you hire a group, of course you have the main character, which you can switch to the name or whatever you want. If you got a group of five people with you, you can hire five people, change their names to people in the group, then all of a sudden everyone wants to join in and watch you play as their namesake is going around trying to kill something else. So that's what we did. So we came up with one of the cheesiest things ever until I came up with something better. We're always trying to do something better. And originally it was to get a ninja class and have the calculator skill with them. And of course, with the calculator skill, you're able to cast all spells that are on the game, except for summoner. You can't use any summoning. And ninjas go first, regardless. Plus, ninjas attack twice.
Yes.
So, everyone loved that. Well, I came up with a brilliant idea to get a Lancer, since Lancers like to jump, and I figured it'd be good.
Yes, Lancers also in 5, the jump ability is, they're not called Lancers, they're Dragoons, or Dragoons,
so,
in 5.
I'll get the Lancer, and it is kind of random how they land, but usually you just pick on the last enemy that moved, and you usually land onto them. But I gave the Lancer as main job, and the secondary job was Ninja. So now you have this Lancer who can stab twice when he attacked. Well, I went one step further. I gave the Lancer a Holy Lance.
Yes.
And had Beowulf cast Faith on him. So now he believes everything in the world. and Holy goes off every time he stabs him with the lance. So you give a lancer who's full of faith a Holy lance and watch him stab once and Holy goes off and it hits the enemy and the enemy's not dead from that one. He stab again and Holy goes off again. Everyone then said it was broken.
Yes, that is broken. I have to agree, that is broken.
But sadly to say, when they released the Greatest Hits version of it, and on the PSP, they took that ability away. So you can't do that now. Lancers won't stab twice if you give the ninja ability.
Yeah.
So we had to go back to the original. Some other job class with the calculator after you mastered all the other spells, and it's pretty nasty. You can actually, we've actually tested. You can get your main character in Chapter 4. After you got Cloud, if you want to get Cloud and try to level Cloud up. But you get your main character in Chapter 4 and make him a squire and have Calculator after he's mastered everything else as your secondary ability. I'm sorry, secondary class. And put him in a battle by himself and just set it on auto, on save fate and lives. And he'll kill everyone on there by himself.
Wow.
Or, you know, and when I mean everyone, he also might kill himself too, but he'll kill everyone on that.
So. Well, I didn't play any Final Fantasy Tactics, really. I'm really 5 and 7 are the only ones I've ever really played. I mean, I've watched you play Tactics and X2, but I really, and 8. I have seen you play 8, but I don't know. I got turned off of 7 also after a ex-paramour of mine decided that he wanted to name myself and his ex-girlfriend after the two characters, two main female characters, Eris and, what's her name, Tifa? Tifa Lockhart? Yeah, I got named Tifa, and he named his ex-girlfriend for Eris, and you can guess who he chose in the game. Like, I mean, I was like, what are you trying to tell me, jackass? What are you trying to tell me? That was so not cool of you.
The Eris is going to die. That's what he's trying to tell you.
Well, I get that part, but I just was like, no.
She got busted down to the white meat.
She got more than busted down to the white meat. She got cut in half. Okay. I've seen the scene where Sephiroth comes in and, like, stabs her and all, which I just was like, this is so unnecessary. Seriously, can we get over Sephiroth? No. I mean, seriously, Cloud and Sephiroth, can we get over them, please?
No. One is because it's the only main time you get a villain who they didn't think anyone was going to really think was outstanding. They thought he was going to be good. They thought he was going to be memorable. But to have someone that have his own theme song sung constantly after the game was released and people still sing it. So they had no choice. Well, it's just like anything the company's going to make. If it's big and people catch on, we're going to keep using it until we're going to lose money.
We're going to run it in the ground.
Hence is why Street Fighters are still going on. We're going to keep using it until people say we don't want it anymore. Ever. Don't make any more. But there have to be a petition going around, and you have to get like 3 million people to sign the petition on each country.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're going to keep making.
I mean, okay, I love One Wing Angel. I do. I love the song. It's actually a hot song. It's one of Nobu Uematsu's best, okay? I give him his credit where it's due for that. But I was like, can we leave 7 alone? Can we leave Final Fantasy 7 alone, people? I get it. It's a good game. I get it. It is. It revolutionized how RPGs were played, okay? I get it. But we need to let it go. We really need to let it go. I mean, I've said this in the E3 podcast that we did in the summer. We need to let Final Fantasy VII go. We need to let Metal Gear go too while we at it. But we definitely need to let Final Fantasy VII go.
You can't let Final Fantasy VII go because, one, everyone can remember their first battle, their second battle, probably all the battles after that they had with Sephiroth. No one can forget those.
I ain't never even got to Sephiroth in the game. I couldn't make it through the first 15 minutes of it.
But the people who did are the ones remembering. It was like, He was like, what do you think was best about Final Fantasy VII? Ah, fighting against Sephiroth, man. He killed me like 6 times before I realized what I was supposed to be doing. You hear people saying that all the time.
Yeah, okay. Y'all can't see this, but I'm rolling my eyes right now because I'm just like, I mean, seriously, like, okay, if we gonna talk about battles and stuff, I just, no. Okay, I get it. He's a cool character and all. It's just, you know what really ruined Final Fantasy VII for me? Besides the whole ex-boyfriend thing that he did. You know, I guess we're cool now. You know, this was years ago. It was like almost 15 years ago that the guy did this. But, no, it was successive boyfriends who ranted about fanboys and you know, oh my gosh, we can't be fanboys of blah 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 because, you know, that's lame and you know, that's an epic fail. And it's like, but you turn around and you like harping about Final Fantasy VII is like the greatest RPG ever made. Stop, okay? Okay, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. If you're going to call people a fanboy, you yourself can't be a fanboy. And that goes for the Final Fantasy VII freaks, okay? Let's talk a minute about fanboys while we're on the subject. There's a thing about being fanatical about the kind of game you like and being passionate about a company because you're used to a certain type of quality coming from them. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I love Nintendo. Okay, right now, me and Nintendo are not cool because there's some stuff going on with Nintendo that really makes me mad. Just rampant laziness in certain games. But that's another podcast. But no matter. I love Nintendo. Okay? I will buy Nintendo products. I have bought every Nintendo system ever released with the exception of a Game & Watch. Okay, the exception of a Game & Watch, the IQ in China, and a 64DD. I have not bought either of those three, and probably like a Super Famicom. Like, I haven't bought the Japanese versions of systems. But I bought every American system released, okay? And if I couldn't buy it on launch day, I saved up my money to get it, okay? Now, certain factions would call me a Nintendo fangirl, okay? I just look at it like I appreciate the stuff they put out. Like, I mean, I like their stuff. And I come to expect a certain level of quality from them. So, I know when I buy a Nintendo system, it used to be, when I bought a Nintendo system, you can expect that to last for 10 to 15 years. I still have my Super Nintendo, my original Super Nintendo, right now. Now, it's kind of shaky and, you know, I wouldn't trust it with no game saves or anything, but it still works, and, you know, I don't have too much problem with it, you know, when I want to play it. But, you know, people would look at me and say, oh, she's a Nintendo fangirl, blah, 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 and I'm like, no, actually, I just really like their stuff. I mean,
but that's what makes you a fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of their stuff, but I'm not going to play anything else. I mean, now, back in the day with the Nintendo Sega Wars, no, I really would not have played a Sega product. I mean, we didn't have Sega products in our home. That was a standing rule. But
that would make you a fangirl then.
but eventually, I did buy Sega stuff. I did. I bought a Game Gear, and then later I bought a... I actually bought a Dreamcast when it came out. I bought a Dreamcast. And then I bought a... I'm trying to think, what else did I buy? Because I then later bought, I think I even bought a Sega Genesis in there somewhere. Yes, I did buy a Sega Genesis.
But then that just makes you a gaming fan person then. That has nothing else doing about Nintendo then.
Yeah, but my point is, like, there are certain people that I know that would be like, oh, you're a fangirl. And, you know, I'm like, fool. I'm not a fangirl. It's called I really like video games. I mean, I'm going to buy stuff and I'm going to play it. But... I mean, my gaming tastes have matured, and I have an appreciation for all systems now. Okay, even the old crazy X-Bunk in there that we got, the 360. I mean, I even appreciate that. I don't play it, but, you know, I use it for other stuff. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to look at one product and be like, ooh, I like only this product, and that's it, you know.
But that's just the American way. Most Americans do that.
Yes, that's most
Such
Americans.
As you'll get those people who say, only have Sony in my house on all electronics.
Yeah, that's
which,
crazy.
I don't know how many people have a Sony microwave, but if they only have Sony products on their house, then...
You can get a Sony microwave.
I know you can get a Sony microwave, but not that many people go that far.
Well, Sony's a bad example, too, because their level of quality has so gone down in recent years.
Doesn't matter. I only have a Sony in my house.
Oh, my God. Like, I would not buy a Sony. I would not buy Sony, exclusively anymore. Because used to be, same thing, like, with Nintendo, you could expect your system wouldn't die. Hell, you could throw a DS on the ground right down. It probably wouldn't die.
But the difference is, people realized a company flaw back then. You built it to last. People won't come out and buy
it
anymore.
Yeah, they won't buy it anymore. Yeah, so you got to build defects into it.
So build it so it lasts about 3 or 4 months and everything, and then, you know, give them an extended warranty. And then and after, you know, an extended warranty lasts out for a couple of years and everything, then you got to go out and buy another one, or you have to spend like $100 to get another warranty.
Gee, I wonder who that is. But, I mean, but the same thing with Sony now, oh my gosh, like, their stuff... It used to be you could buy something from Sony and, I mean, that thing would just die. I mean, you could treat it like hell and it would still work.
Their TVs. Now, their TVs you can do that with, as long as you don't drop it from like 16 feet in the air or something like that. You can do that with a TV.
Don't drop no TVs.
But I wouldn't chance it with their computers, their laptops. I wouldn't chance
it
with...
I haven't heard anything bad about the Sony Vaio.
But you haven't heard anyone dropping it either.
Well, I have heard about recalls. They did have an early set in the recalls.
And then,
but
I would definitely say not to do it with the DVD players.
Well, I don't know. I know somebody. Guy I used to work with. He had a Sony Vaio. He had one of them expensive Sony Vaios, the $2,000 laptops, and he had like the 19-inch screen, and I mean, it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. I was just sitting there staring at it in awe. And I quickly went out and bought my own laptop, but he was the one told me, he was like, yeah, the Vaio is all right. I mean, it's not, like, it's the high-end Vaio, but, I mean, he had two kids and a dog, and...
I bet it wasn't dropped.
Yeah, well, no, now he had two kids and a dog. It's liable to get dropped.
That doesn't mean anything. The two kids and dog means he has it secured and up somewhere with no one else get to it when they're around.
Possibly, but most of the time, though, he was on it to play World of Warcraft. So, I mean, it was like, you know, nobody else messing with it.
Hence is another reason why it didn't get dropped.
Yeah, nobody was really going to mess with it but him. But, I mean, just for my own sake, like, I'm not a fangirl. Like, I would not consider myself a fangirl. I would consider myself very knowledgeable about video games and systems and stuff.
You're looking at it wrong. Don't be looking at it so negative. What you need to think about is... So you're a fan. You like these video games. You happen to be a girl. Who cares?
I mean, really. I don't particularly... Like, if I find other female gamers, it's like, ooh, okay, it's a female gamer. That's pretty nice. It's more than what it was. But my thing is, I don't appreciate the fanboy and fangirl label. Like, I don't appreciate that. Because it's like, who are you to judge somebody because... They play a certain, you know, or they're really, really, really hyped about a certain company. Like, okay, I mean, there's that thin line between a company can't do no wrong and, you know, being a fangirl. But you know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to pass that label on somebody? Like, you're not God.
That is what Americans do. Because 20 years ago... Geek meant something completely different than what it does now.
Oh, yeah. Geeks, man, back in the day, if you got called a geek, that was an insult. I mean, that was really an insult. But now, like, I mean, there's people who would call me a geek just because I have a lot of random useless knowledge about stuff. And, you know, I'm, like, heavy into electronics. And, you know, I keep up with that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, I follow that.
And the world's okay with people calling them geeks now.
Yeah. And
so before... It was like someone stepping on your shoes and you just got them and everything. You want to fight.
Yeah, like an episode of Boondocks. But I mean, like, yeah, and what makes it even worse is that my entire immediate family is really into electronics. Like, my mom keeps up with that kind of thing because she's kind of sort of IT person. And, like, my brother is really into electronics and stuff. Like, he really keeps up with that kind of thing. Why, I don't know, but he does. But, I mean, like, I remember when the same people who were talking all this junk and, you know, like, calling people fanboys and fangirls were fanboys and fangirls themselves. I remember that, okay? It's not like I don't remember. I remember when that's all they had and that's all they were hyped about. And they were like, oh, I got a, you know, I got a 64 or whatever. And, you know, ooh, I'm so big and bad and whatever. But, I mean, I'm like, you need to stop. You just need to stop. You really need to stop, because it's not cute. It's really not cute to be calling people fangirls and fanboys. At least they know about what's going on, and they're not stuck in a closet where they don't know what the latest system is, or at least keeping up with the latest stuff going on in gaming, because otherwise, it's going to leave you by. Now, I say this, and I'm in my rant here, but I say this as someone who runs a retro-focused video game magazine, okay? I run a retro-focused video game magazine, yet I do try to keep up with what's going on outside of myself and outside of what I focus on in the magazine. So, I mean, you know, just don't pass, all I'm saying is don't pass labels on people when, you know, you yourself could be accused of being a fanboy or fangirl.
Well said.
So anyway, what else are you playing right now?
Right now I am also playing, well, I'm playing Left 4 Dead 2, which it's slowly becoming one of my favorites now.
Oh, but that was after you said you didn't think you were going to like it.
Well, it's true. I didn't think I was going to like it compared to, the atmosphere is a little different. Than the original Left 4 Dead. The atmosphere is different. The first one seems like it's more of a horror movie. You're trying to get the feel of what's going on. You're acting in a horror movie. And this one feels like you're actually doing an episode of Lost. So, okay. it's a little different.
Minus the convoluted plot mechanics and crap.
Oh, no, it still has some of that, too.
I mean, it does, but, I mean, well, really, there really ain't too much a plot. They kind of giving you a plot now in this one. They tell you things you need to know in Left 4 Dead 2, but unlike Lost, you can actually follow what the crap's going on.
Well, Lost is more of a soap opera, I would say. If you missed a couple episodes, then you can forget by following what's going on.
Here. Well, now, soap opera, I can follow. I can pick up right now. I haven't watched that's Young and the Restless in like months, but I could pick it up right now and know what's going on.
Because that's, soap operas are exactly like history. They always repeat themselves eventually. So, yes. You're not that. Lost and everything, you know, they can't repeat what they happened just like last season, so you kind of get lost. Until 6 years down the road after Lost has been canceled and someone brings up Lost Forever, then you'll see all that start showing back up.
Speaking of soap operas, did you know they canceled Ugly Betty? I mean, that hurt me to my core. I liked Ugly Betty.
You'll get over it.
I'm just saying. Speaking of serials that are going off in the next 2 years or so, because this is supposed to be, I think next. This is supposed to be the last season of Lost, anyway. But, yeah, well, you know, Ugly Betty came on right about the same time, and they just announced that they were canceling it. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I heard that the other day.
Interesting. But as I was saying, in Left 4 Dead 2, it is more tense than the original. And I think the only reason I like it, I'm beginning to like it more, is because I actually do have a friend playing it with me. Because the AI is still stupid.
Oh, gracious. So, such as getting caught by a jockey, and a jockey riding on you, and your character's like, hey, man, get this thing off me. Come shoot this thing off me. And the AI character who's nearest to you is shooting at the damn ground. What is that about? I was like, I just stood there, and I watched the AI do that. And I was like, are they seriously shooting at the ground? instead of shooting at the jockey that's on your neck, that's like leading you over to other infected, which then got you killed, did it not?
It did. I died.
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell? Why are they shooting at the damn ground? Shoot the jockey! He's dying! I mean, the infected are literally punching him in the face.
You haven't seen the worst one. The worst one is a part on the parish where you have to go through what looks appears to be a junkyard, but it's really just a bunch of parked cars.
Oh, yeah. And you can't shoot the cars?
Some of the cars have an alarm.
Yeah.
So, the AI, thinking entirely too much for you, knows their alarms around instead of having straight shots at all, instead of picking up melee weapons, which sometimes they do, they decide on this stage they're not picking up any melee weapon. They're just not going to shoot. So, when incoming infected comes around, all you see them is pushing the infected back over and over until they get tired. Eventually, a charger will come along and grab them. And you'll see the charger slam the person a couple times. They come over there, they shove the charger. Charger drop the person. Charger grabs the next person, starts slamming them over and over. It's the same thing. So then you have to go over there with your melee weapon and hit them. Well, by then, 100 had jumped on you. So they pushed 100 off you. And then they're pushing everyone else off you. Then 100 jumps back on you again. So they push them off of you. They're not shooting. And then you're like, why aren't you shooting? This vehicle right here doesn't have alarm. You can shoot. Won't you shoot him? Shoot him in the leg or something. Won't you shoot him? Shoot him in the leg. I just watched you shoot this infected like 3 blocks away with a headshot, and now all of a sudden you worry about you're going to miss. They did that with a shotgun, not a sniper rifle, a shotgun, shot him like 3 blocks away. There was no way. But now you get in front of this car, and there's a car alarm maybe 2 cars away, and they won't shoot. They're just melee. Which eventually, as you keep pushing people back and pushing the infected back, you get tired, so you can't do it as fast anymore. So then they get surrounded. Then a smoker
they get overwhelmed.
And then a smoker grabs them. So a smoker grabs you. You lift it up off the ground. They come over by you. Instead of shoving the tongue of the smoker off of you, they sit there and shove the rest of the infected away. So now the smoker's the only thing kill you, not anything else. So.
Or when you were in the mall and the infected Nick jumped off. He pushed your friend off and then jumped off himself. He jumped off the third floor.
Yeah, he jumped off the third floor and committed the suicide dive.
He died. He was like, time for that suicide dive. And he'd go down on the floor and he all bent up and laid out dead. Because I was like, what happened? All of a sudden, you just see his name. You saw Nick, and then the X go through it. And I was like, oh, God, how did he die? There's nothing out here. This was in a survival match, mind you, where they hadn't started the clock yet. So there was nothing out on the floor with them. I don't understand. I was like, what the hell? He just jumped. Did he jump off? What happened?
Well, the problem was, again, the AI thinks entirely too much. It's kind of like Vista sometimes.
Yes, Windows Vista tries to think for you too much.
There are 3 of us. There are 3 human players and 1 computer AI player, which was Nick. Well, we all separated. We all went in 3 different directions. The AI thinks we all should stay together because that's what it's programmed to. We must stay together.
Yes.
So he went upstairs where one of the other people were at. And one of the other guys were at. And he's like, this is where we're supposed to be at. And so it was like, where are you? Next thing you know, you hear the glass break from the railing or where the walkway that he was on. And then he pushed Lance off. So Lance grabbing on for his dear life, talking about help. Now, my other friend and I was running over there to find out what's going on. Nick still wanted to get down to where we were at. So Nick, instead of going down the stairs and walking down 3 flights, he decides to jump off.
And he dies. I was like, what in the world? He jumped off.
So we bring him back to life, and we already said, as soon as we hit the radio, and the infected comes, he goes out there and get himself killed. That's it. He's just going to have to die.
I don't understand.
The stupid always should die first.
He literally pushed the other guy off. He pushed Lance off. I remember this now. He pushed Lance off, so he's hanging on to my help, and you got to go over there and help pull him up. And he jumps off.
Yeah.
And he died. And he was laying on the ground. I wish I had gotten pictures of this. Because it was hilarious. He's like laying on the ground, dead. He's just dead. There's no bringing him back. So y'all had to use the defibrillator on him, wasn't it?
Yep.
And I was like, what the hell? The computer just died.
Well, I have to say, computer's a little smarter. Not that much. Like, the AI is a little smarter than the original, because the original...
They did some dumb original stuff.
Original did some crazy stuff. The AI here, if they see a witch walking to them and everything, they won't necessarily move out the witch way. They'll sit there and look at her. And they'll wait till she come right up onto her. And she'll scream at them. And then when she's startled by them, then they try to run away from her. On the original Left 4 Dead...
Zoe that did that?
On the original Left 4 Dead, I've actually watched... As the witch was sitting down crying, and there was a bottle of pain pills wrapped by
her. That was Lewis that did that.
Lewis walked over, jumped up on the witch to grab the pain pills. To which, of course, startled her. Because he used said pain pills as he jumped up on the witch and got them.
I was like, what the hell is wrong with him?
And then he got down, and then he had this look like, I can't believe the witch is attacking me.
Yeah, why is she attacking me? You guys, come help me shoot the witch. What? You just went over there and startled her on purpose.
No, not on purpose. He was getting the pain pills.
I don't give a damn.
She just happened to be there.
He went over there on purpose.
So, I have to say that they're a little...
It's like it ignores the... Because there's a certain... The way it's programmed, and I've realized this just sitting there watching how the game works, how it's programmed in that there's a certain trigger. She would be considered like A, Lewis would be B, and, you know, I take that back. She would be considered A, and the four characters would be considered like 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? Now, if 4 interacts with A, A will probably kill number 4. Unless, you know, 1, 2, and 3 shoot A. Okay? And so it's triggered by there's a box around her, basically. That if you get in within a certain range of said box, there's a trigger that flag that goes off. It's like kind of like the flags in Mortal Kombat 1, where you could set the flags in the Genesis version. Well, there's a flag around her that goes off that says, okay, you gotta attack 1, 2, 3, and 4, and focus on whichever number was the one that came over here and startled you.
Well, that's the only one she attacks. Mostly.
I've seen her attack everybody else, though.
We've seen cases, especially on this one here, where she could not get to the person who startled her.
So she turned her attention to the next closest person.
She got to the closest person.
Yeah.
A lot of cases, they usually end up being me. I ain't figured that out yet.
Well, it's set to... look for a human character.
Well, it goes... Well,
a human player.
She automatically knows who started her.
Yes.
Because she turns around, she sees him. She runs out. Now, the problem was, this is what we came into last night, she jumped the fence. Now...
She jumped the fence?
Yeah, well, all infected can climb. There's nowhere you can go. The infected can't get to you.
Oh,
There's nowhere.
I didn't realize that.
There's no Jesus room or anything as far as I know about Left 4 Dead 2. But she was on the other side. I knew she was over there. Well, it wasn't Ellis, because I was playing as coach and my friend was playing Ellis, so it must have been Nick. Nick was trying to shoot another infected that had nothing to do with him whatsoever, using a shotgun, which spread, and hit the witch that was crying over there in the corner and walking very slow. So she starts running to us, that's what she screams. I threw a Molotov out there to set her on fire. As she comes flying through the fire, and she's still on fire, she jumps the fence, then she falls down. She jumps back up on the fence, she falls down. She jumps on the fence, jumps over it, jumps onto the car, because we're up on the second floor now, and we decided to get as much room as possible. On the second floor. Nick takes off running, and runs inside of the building. I know she's going after Nick, so I sit there and wait for her. As she's coming up this ramp, I unload on her with my shotgun.
Yeah.
Well... As soon as I fire 2 shots on her shotgun, she claws me and I go down.
Yeah.
Because she decided she can't get to Nick, so obviously she's got to get to me first.
Well, you took her attention away from Nick. It's programmed also, if you take the attention off of another character, it's like the tank. Didn't you notice The tank was going after other people.
Well, the tank's random. He actually doesn't care as long as he can get to somebody.
Yeah, but as long as he going to somebody, he's going to somebody, and you shoot the tank, or you melee the tank, the tank gonna turn around and fight you.
If you do more damage. Yes, he's determined who's ever doing the most damage up close to him, he's gonna attack.
Yeah.
But most of the time, he doesn't really care.
No, he doesn't.
He just juggernauts through.
Yeah.
Now, what we were discussing last night, we thought that would be a nice improvement, is if they took away the rock throwing ability of the tank, because it's effective to a certain point, but unless someone's in the red in their health, then he's not usually going to hit them unless he does a psychic shot. But we figured if they got rid of the charger, and the charger is a nice improvement, but gave the charging ability to the tank.
Oh my God, you wouldn't want him to have the charging ability.
No, it's fine, because he only has that that fast burst just in a straight line, and of course it takes time to recharge, but it gives him close enough so he can punch someone. Because coming down a long hallway, the tank's not going to get to you to do any damage.
The problem is, you know why they're not going to give him the charging ability?
Because he's going to run through cars and knock cars all out the way, and people will be complaining it's too hard.
Actually, you know why? Because Valve would be sued by Marvel, who would immediately say, he just head crushed somebody.
I don't think they will see it that way. But
they're going to look at him and say, now that's an obvious takeoff of the Juggernaut. All you need to have him say is, oh, head crush. And that's it.
Now, we did play Versus, and I do like this version of Versus, mainly because you got more special infected going around, and the uncommon infected, which you don't get to see that much or play as, but I do like some of the Versus, because I actually thought I was not going to like the Charger that much, because you have to do a lot of plotting and planning. He's kind of like a serial killer. You got to plot and plan, because he only can go on a straight
line.
He only can go on a straight line, and it's got to be a straight line. And if you don't catch someone while you're going in that straight line, he's going to be dead.
Well, I like the Charger, though, because if he hits somebody, boy, you about to get tore up.
Yeah, he does.
he grabs it, and then he just throws you down.
he does do more damage.
He said, I'm going to hit you with your own pimp.
he does do damage to you as he grabs you. If he grabs you and he runs into something, it does damage to you, and then as he keeps slamming. Well, as me and my friends were playing, and we're playing a Parish from Versus, I really didn't like the Charger. I thought the Charger was going to do horrible during this whole bridge finale.
Oh, the Charger should have been ridiculous in that one.
Well, the reason being is it's hard to find a straightaway that you won't run into a car so someone can kill you. Because you run by, the people move out the way, you hit against a car or an invisible wall. And then before you can turn around, someone hits you with a machete in the back and you're dead. Well, I set myself up, because that happened to me a couple of times while I was on there. I set myself up as charging. The only thing I wanted to do was slow down this team. And not really thinking I was going to hit anybody, I charged at a perpendicular path to where they were going. I happened to hit their lead character. Took him straight off the bridge with me.
Oh my God! He was dead!
He died instantly. There's no one can come down there with a defibrillator to bring him back to life either.
No.
So he died.
Well, when y'all were going through in the main campaign on the bridge, I was concerned because easily I thought the tank was going to mess y'all up. The tank or the charger was going to mess y'all up. When the tank come out there and he's slapping cars around and you on this bridge, where you going to go?
We'll just move out behind one of those vans that apparently he can slap the cars around, move them a good, 6 or 7 feet. But the van won't move for him. So you just stand behind one of those vans or those trucks and everything, and he slaps the car all day long. And if he can't get to you after a while, we did find out if he can't get to you within a certain time, there's a sweet spot that I found. If you sit behind a semi-tractor trailer when he's on the way, he'll try to get to you. But for some reason, he can't fit down the narrow pathway towards you in the front, and he doesn't want to climb up over you because if he climbs up over you, he has to jump down. And jumping down means he's going to jump into the bridge, because that's what happens.
Okay.
So, you wait long enough, he just simply disappears. We ain't figured that out yet.
Oh, well, because he randomly spawns anyway.
Well, he spawns on the bridge Once you reach a certain point, he spawns on a bridge.
Because the tanks always show up at a certain time in the finales anyway.
Yes, mostly time, yes. They got a... Well, it's a percentage part now. It lets... The game keeps track. I mean, they did it on the first one. When you reach a certain percentage, a little dinger will go off. Say, you're 25% finished.
Yeah.
You're 50% finished. But you only hear it when you're in versus. Of course, I realize that AI hears it all the time.
Yeah.
Now, the AI director has decided that, you know, things have been going really smooth for you.
Yeah, we're going to throw, like, full tanks out here.
It has to be done in a certain time limit. And
yes.
What we want to do is we're gonna put more pressure on you because, obviously, you haven't had that much pressure. You seem to got a lot of health. You got first aid kits, and you haven't used any supplies or anything. Only thing, you got ammo.
It checks to see that.
Let's see how your stress level going. Let's send another horde while those tanks coming at you. And while those hordes coming at you and the tanks coming at you, throwing stuff at you and smacking cars around the way, let's let this jockey jump on your head and take you over here by the cliff. No, the jockey doesn't want to take you off the bridge because he wants more damage done to you. So he takes you around all the infected and puts you right in path with the tank.
Yes.
To which the tank will punch you, knock you off the bridge along with the jockey.
Yes, the AI director is supposed to do that.
Yes.
It checks to see how well you're doing. And when it realizes that you're either doing too well or okay, then they start sending more stuff at you.
Well.
Okay. And then it decides at a certain point, okay, well, we're going to now give you, that's when you see the two tanks come out there. You're going to start having a tank instead of every, 3 minutes, is it? It starts being every minute you're going to have a tank come out there. And not only are you going to have a tank, you're going to have an incoming. And you might have a hunter come out there with the tank.
Well, they're doing that as, well, in the original Left 4 Dead, anytime you have one of your finale battles, when the rescue vehicle shows up, they send everything
in. They send everything, yeah.
And if you reach, well, Left 4 Dead 2 is different, like, I think the one that I hate the most. I love the stage in the beginning.
It's the bridge.
But the mall part.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
When you have to get the gas tanks. Which I can understand they're putting in there, you know, to help push the scavenge part, you know, and you're actually trying to, you know, save your own life. But it is too timed. If you're not finished and got all the gas tank within certain times, and by the way, if you're playing it by yourself and not online, it's 8 gas tanks you got to get. When you're playing with others online,
it's 13.
And there are chances that you can shoot your own gas tank, too. So, you have to wait for it to respawn.
Yeah.
But, if you have not got all those gas tanks and filled the car up within a certain amount of time, they'll act like it's the finale and the rescue vehicle's there. So, let's send nothing but wave after wave of incoming and tanks upon tanks, along with other special infected.
Yeah.
On realism, it gets more ridiculous. Because the waves doesn't stop coming in the beginning of it anyway. And you really have to do lethal shots in order to drop someone. Like, you shoot someone in the arm, their arm just fall off. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep coming at you.
Yeah.
We've even seen cases, and we did kind of laugh at it. This guy got shot, and it was a nice hole through his midsection. Well, I take that back. It was a hole in his stomach. And you could see straight through the hole. He took about 3 or 4 more steps before he fell over.
Mm.
Now, we laughed at it. Only reason we laughed at it is because we could see right through the guy and there was a tank right behind him. That was the reason why we laughed. And then we cried because as the tank came running up, a spitter spit at us, which made us move towards the tank, to which a hunter jumped on us. And then it was pretty much all she wrote because the tank came on and just caught beating you down because once you've been incapacitated, the tank can continue to beat you down to hurry up and kill you.
Yes.
And then to help that out, the spitter will just come over there and spit her acid back on your dead body to make sure that no one comes over there and hit you with the defibrillator. So, there is some improvement, just not with the AI intelligence, just not improvement with the AI helpers.
Yeah, the AI helpers need some work there still, but,
well,
I mean,
I can understand that because if the AI helpers was intelligent as the AI director,
you wouldn't even need to play.
Then, no, you'll play, but it would never really be a challenge.
Yeah, it would be too easy,
but
almost.
I still say it's wrong, and I'm glad they fixed the fact that no one can jump on the witch now just go over here and get some pain pills. They would rather sit there and watch the Witch walk up tour. And then, yeah, you know, maybe, but they will not. They will not jump on the Witch or anything or antagonize it. Now, thanks to the nice boomer bile, you can cover her with the boomer bile.
And they'll go fight her.
And the infected will definitely come after her. And some of the special infected, because I hit a boomer with a boomer bile, and a charger actually attacked the boomer.
Oh, that was hilarious. The charger killed the boomer too, didn't
he? Yep, the charger killed the boomer. But once you hit the Witch with the boomer bile, that does absolutely no damage. She's alerted to your presence, and she comes after you.
Yes.
So.
Well, is there anything else you're playing?
Only other thing I'm playing right now is Command & Conquer Red Alert 3.
Yeah, because that's one of our upcoming stories for second quarter.
It is, and the only reason I play that the most is the game is so balanced. There are some tactics that you use to make it unbalanced, but the game is so balanced, and I was so intimidated when this game first came out that I said I was never going to buy it. There was no way I could play this Command & Conquer ever. But since I have it now on the PC and I've been playing it, it's not as horrible. But there are some cases where you're playing online, you play against that one person who's probably ranked throughout the world, and you have no idea, and they beat you with so many. And so it's like playing chess. If the guy sits down at the table and says, I'm going to beat you in 6 moves. And then within 3 moves, you find out you don't have anywhere else to go. You realize you're going to lose. Well, in Command & Conquer Red Alert 3, you're playing online. If you don't get that strategic point, and you see that this guy has nothing but, say, infantry, but you still ain't got any credit to build any defense, you already know you're going to lose.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's the only other thing I'm playing right now.
I'm playing New Super Mario Brothers. I've been playing that a little bit since we beat it, and then I'm trying to go through and do some stuff myself, but I mean, I like the game. I really like it. You guys have to read our review coming up in second quarter for it to see my actual feelings on it. But I just suffice to say, I really like it. It got back to the old school Mario, which I like.
It's Super Mario Brothers meet Halo.
Well, slightly, and it's better than the DS version. I like that they improved on the DS version from that version. It was helpful that they changed some things around, and they helped. I mean, they really didn't change a whole lot, but they changed enough that I noticed it with, like, Mario's handling and stuff. So, well, thank you for listening. We will hit you back up with another episode in the near future. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.